Hello and welcome to the AC All Access Show right here on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com. Live from Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street. I'm your host for the show, Ian Wendt. Josh Mitchell is back in our Cave Studios, downtown Adrian, making sure everything is all good. Megan Abbey with AC TV, so you can see some of these student athletes. Oh, sorry, Lubert. You're married. I'm sorry. I feel terrible. What a bad way to start the show. Stacy Mitchell here with The Cave. Today we're going to talk some men's volleyball, some women's wrestling, ACHA men's D2 ice hockey, and some women's ACHA Division I hockey as well. And we're going to start on the court. The men's volleyball team, I have a sophomore. I'm not even going to try to butcher your hometown, but you are from Hawaii, Sam Landers. Sam, thanks for getting on the show today.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, do me a favor. How do you pronounce your hometown?
All right, it's called Waikoloa. It ain't that hard to try and say, but
okay.
Not everybody has a good time with it.
From Hawaii, I'm sure you look outside and you've experienced it now for a little bit, but what got you to Adrian College in the first place?
Honestly, just being able to play some volleyball in college, that was really what I was looking for. The coach, Jose, he had reached out to me and really, I mean, this was everything I was looking for in a college. I just want to get something that was completely different from back home, and I found it. I mean, it's cold, got the seasons, got to play volleyball, and I got to study what I wanted, and that was my only criteria, basically, for when I was looking at my schools.
So coach reached out to you. Is there some sort of, like, volleyball scouting platform, or he found you through social media? I'm just very curious how to recruit a kid from Hawaii to come to Adrian.
Yeah, I don't even know how I got recruited, but I worked through this national program. It's called, like, NCSA. I made an account, and, you know, coaches from all over the country are able to, like, view my account, see me kind of play and see how I am, and then they can reach out to me and, you know, through the school, and I can try and talk to different coaches and stuff like that and see what fits me best. And so he reached out to me on there, and I just came here, I visited, I remember, and I loved it here. It was perfect.
All you gotta do is get you on campus, right, and then you fall in love with it.
I guess so.
I did the same. It was ironically like a February afternoon I came over here and visited, and weather didn't deter me. Mm-hmm. So, Sam, if you could take me through, a lot happens between your your freshman and sophomore year on a college campus, right? Mm-hmm. You're in a college weight room for a full year. You know, you've been around the team, and you're kind of more part of it now.
Yeah.
What have you learned maybe from last year to this year?
I'd say my biggest thing is just being able to use my body, figuring out how I can be a better athlete, and, you know, using the resources that we have at school too, using that to my best ability. But, you know, coming in as a freshman, just fresh out of high school, I was still pretty, like, I said, nervous, like, not really sure what to do around. And now I've kind of gotten that flow, found my rhythm. Like, I know what I need to do. I know what I need to get done. Just make sure I get my work and stay locked in on that.
Talking men's volleyball at Adrian College with Sam Landers. Trying to remember back to your the preview show to kind of start the season, talking with Coach Jose about your squad. Mm-hmm. You did lose quite a bit of production, if memory serves me right.
Yeah.
How have you guys kind of found that production, if you will, or are you still looking for it?
It's tough. You know, we definitely got a lot younger team this year, and, you know, everybody's just learning to try and play together, play with each other, and, you know, be a better team on the court. It's definitely still been a challenge. I mean, coming up this weekend, we got our first conference matches, and so we're really looking forward to make some noise in our conference and, you know, hopefully win some games. But it's definitely been a challenge for us to try and find that rhythm. You know, we've definitely had some games where we think we can win and pull away with it, and we just haven't been able to find that fire underneath of us. And so that's just something we're still looking for. We work on it every day, and yeah.
Well, a 4-10 record, not good, not bad.
Right.
Certainly time to improve on it.
Absolutely.
Just kind of going through the schedule, you went down to, it looks like, Ohio for the Bethany tri-match. Is that where that was?
Yep.
After your home opener against Hiram, picked up a win against Bethany. Then very challenging. I remember Coach talking about this trip before you went over to Marion for the Marion Quad, getting some good teams on the calendar, on the schedule. What are trips like that for you? I mean, obviously an opportunity to build with your teammates, you know, personal relationships, maybe get to know someone like you, right, that was freshman first year and you're kind of deer in the headlights and now you're a sophomore.
For me personally, I love to play those highly competitive games, and especially against teams that are better than us. Like, that's really our opportunity to be able to show that we can be as good as them and we're not just someone that they can, you know, push along and just walk over. You know, the teams that get, or games against teams that maybe aren't as good or teams that we should beat, I mean, those are fun and all, great wins most of the time, but it's the games that against, like, the hard teams, and those are the ones that really count and the ones that I really look forward to.
Talking with Sam Landers with the men's volleyball team, I wasn't sure when you walked in, but I knew that it was you when you walked in. I had to check. 6'7"?
Yeah, on a good day.
On a good day. So I'm going to assume, were you a multi-sport athlete in high school?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. I went to a small high school too, so, you know, I kind of, you know, played everything. But volleyball is always my main sport. I love playing basketball too, but I just, volleyball is always, you know, something I played forever. And so just continue playing that, and I'm always grateful that I'm able to continue.
For sure. Boys volleyball in Michigan, starting to catch on a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure it's prevalent more in other areas. Is that kind of a popular sport from where you're from?
I would say it's not as popular as you'd think.
Okay.
It's definitely, you know, it's more popular than a lot of places up here in the States, but it's not, I think we can get a lot more guys still playing volleyball back in Hawaii. And especially on the island that I grew up on, you know, each island's kind of a little culturally different. But my island, a little less people, and so volleyball is a little bit harder to come by sometimes.
On the season, your career stats, over 320 kills, 885 total attacks, 30 service aces, almost 200 digs, almost 50 total blocks. I feel like the number should be higher. It's because you're 6'7", but you can work on that. And 147 sets played. So how would you, about a year and a half maybe into your volleyball career, how would you, at some point you got to produce, right? At some point you need numbers. And
exactly.
Are you seeing that happen for you a little bit more this season?
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely been a lot more of a challenge this year. Being a freshman last year, we had a team, a lot of great players, and I kind of was able to take a bit more of a backseat, do what I had to do when they looked at me, but I wasn't really the guy that was looked at too much. This year, it's a lot different team, a lot younger. I'm kind of the guy that, or one of the guys that, you know, the team looks forward to, and it's been a challenge for me to really step up into that role and just become a stronger presence on the court, and that's just something I continue to work on as an individual every day.
Sure. And with the makeup of your team, seeing a pretty good mix, but looking at it, I would say generally a little bit younger.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty big sophomore class and a few freshmen too, so is that kind of reflected in the playing time a little bit?
I would say so. We've been battling a few injuries this year as well, so it's been tough, especially to our older guys. But yeah, we've got three seniors, three juniors, and then six sophomores as well. And so we've got the same amount of sophomores as everybody older. And so it's just tough finding that balance between like the older guys and the younger guys, and trying to keep everybody like in one big happy family, you know?
Absolutely. I'm going to sound stunned and shocked. You being from Hawaii, you're not the only Hawaiian on this team.
No, I'm not. No.
Micah Lau, is that how you say his name?
Yeah, Lau.
Lau, senior.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have you, obviously. And then Jarek.
Yep.
Freshman. And then you have international flair, too. You have a young man from Spain and France.
Yep.
I mean, that's like a – and then you got kids from Illinois and Ohio. Like, that's like a – it's like a
– Volleyball is a fantastic sport.
That's crazy.
From all over the world. I mean, Micah, he's the senior. He was here, and he really kind of helped in my recruiting process, being somebody from Hawaii. And so I have someone – to relate to, and so now we kind of are building that connection, and as we look to future, kind of try and recruit kids from Hawaii or from maybe Europe or Spain. I believe we've got a couple kids hopefully coming in from outside of the states, and so it's just being able to bring somebody in, then hopefully, you know, bring further guys from all over the world.
And it's a sport where I'm going to assume the international guys speak English enough or enough. Or
it's definitely a challenge sometimes.
Okay, all right. But volleyball can be unspoken, right?
Absolutely.
Like if you
absolutely.
Know if the ball's here, I need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Or if your opponent's doing this, I need to be doing that.
Yep, for sure.
Very cool.
It's a fantastic sport, you know, different across like everywhere that's played. And so people who are from Illinois definitely play volleyball a little bit differently than our kid from Spain. Like, but it's just everybody, you know, all getting thrown together and, you know, making our team. And that's how we do it.
Well, Sam, looking at what you have coming up, and it's a good thing you're on the show today because we can promote. You have a home weekend.
Yep.
Friday you're going to host University of Mountain Union. 7 p.m. at the Marilat. Then a matinee on Saturday the 22nd. You're hosting Baldwin Wallace. Do you, as players, take part in the scouting at all? Do you look at any kind of film, or is it kind of Coach Soto going, okay, here's what I see, here's what we're going to do?
He definitely does a lot of that for us.
Okay.
I mean, it's totally up to us if we want to look at other teams' film. I've definitely done that once in a while, especially with teams, you know, that are like really competitive, or we think like, okay, this is the guy that we got to try and shut down, then maybe we'll try and look up some film. But every once in a while we'll try and do like film study sessions and just like that, just to try and understand the team that we're playing, and just be able to try and point out their weaknesses and how we can try and exploit that.
And, you know, important this weekend being that they're two league matches, right? Very competitive. MCVL, you have you, Baldwin Wallace, Mount Union, Olivet, Mount St. Joseph, Wittenberg, Trine, Calvin, Wabash College, and those are kind of backloaded on your schedule for March. But an opportunity to kind of get off to a good start, right? You kind of erase what you've done before record-wise.
Exactly.
You learn from it, and these are the games that matter, quote-unquote, right?
Yep, that's the plan.
Okay. Well, good stuff, Sam. It's nice to meet you, and just learning about Bulldog Volleyball, very interesting. If people want to learn about the team, go to adrianbulldogs.com. Look at their roster, just where all these young men are from. That just blew my mind. Crazy stuff. But it's all good. Bulldogs, again, home on Friday night, 7 o'clock, and then Saturday at noon. I've been talking with sophomore right-side hitter Sam Landers. Sam, thank you again.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you for your time.
All right, we are going to step aside for just a moment. The ACL Access Show from Frickers rolls on as getting a pretty good crowd here on a Monday night. Want to escape the cold? Come in here and have a good time. We'll be right back with our next interview. We're going to go to the mat, talk some wrestling. We'll be right back on the ACL Access Show.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
We welcome you back to the ACL Access Show on a Monday night in Frickers, where kids eat free all day, every day. Just going to go around and read all the great stuff they have going on here at Frickers. Their everyday values, that's Monday through Thursday, boneless chicken on Mondays, bone-in chicken Tuesday, sirloin steak Wednesday, Thursday chicken chunks. Don't forget all their drink options. My goodness, beers on tap, bottles, seltzers, wine, martinis, specialty drinks, things like that. Their happy hour, 3 to 6 p.m. on week during the afternoon, then 9 p.m. to close. And don't forget to tip your server. All right, Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios. My name is Ian Wentz, and we just talked with Sam Landers with some men's volleyball. But right now, we're going to go to the mat. We're going to talk wrestling. Mia Gagens joins me, a freshman from Mogador, Ohio.
Mogador.
Close.
Better than some people do.
I was going to say, the next question is, where is that generally?
It's kind of in the Akron area, so like northeast Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Akron. I guess I don't know my Ohio geography. Cleveland?
Or a little bit south.
South of there. Okay. What brought you over to Adrian College?
Wrestling, definitely, and the academics portion, of course. That's the most important part. You are student athletes, so I love the bio program, love the coaches. It just seemed right, the right fit.
It's a good answer. I think coach would appreciate that. Yeah. You're a student first, and then you're an athlete. And I think Adrian College is a place where you can do both.
Yeah, definitely.
Or, you know, other extracurriculars, too.
Yeah, I mean, I'm in the band as well. I'm in a sorority. It's the perk of being a D3 athlete. You can do as many things. Well, I wouldn't say as many things as you want. There's definitely other things I would do, but you can do more than just your sport.
Sure. Absolutely. All right. Let's get into your wrestling season thus far. Quite impressive record, 23-12. And how many matches would you generally wrestle and, like, an invitational or something like that?
It kind of depends about, like, bracket size, how many wins you have, because if you keep winning, you might only have, like, 4 or 5 matches, but if you go to the consolation brackets, you'll have more. But I would say around, like, 4 to 7, depending.
Okay. So what am I to make of the 23-12? How would you say you're doing so far this year?
I'm happy with how I'm doing. I really didn't expect to have this kind of record coming in as a freshman. I wrestle hard. I try my hardest. I put in the extra work, and it's coming out. It's definitely showing.
Was were Adrian and the Adrian area big into wrestling?
Yeah.
Big high school wrestling. Is it similar from where you're from, or is it kind of a...
It's pretty similar. I would say that Michigan and Ohio have a lot of similarities. They're definitely one of the powerhouses of the country, so it's not a big change from what I'm used to.
Okay. And with wrestling, I'm going to test myself. I learned so much for sports that I don't know a lot about during the show. Women wrestle, do they wrestle differently than men in college, or is it the same?
They're different styles. So women wrestle freestyle, men wrestle folk style, which is what I grew up doing. It's all folk style in high school, but you're starting to see some states switch over to folk style as well. But in general, women wrestle freestyle more.
The folk style, is that the one where one starts down and one starts on
top?
Yeah,
the referee's position. There's no referee's position in freestyle. It's all
so you're neutral.
And if you go down, if you don't get turns quickly, they bring you right back up to neutral.
Okay. So differences between high school and college?
Yeah,
a little
definitely.
Bit?
It's weird because, again, I've been wrestling since 7th grade, so 6 years wrestling folk style. It definitely took some adjusting coming in, but the coaches do great acclimating you to that switch. They do a great job transitioning, and it's definitely getting easier.
Just talking about your team in general, would you say there are more wrestlers like you that are freshmen or sophomores, or is it an older group?
It's definitely a little bit of an older group. We were supposed to have a lot more freshmen coming in, but right now there's only two of us wrestling. There's two sophomores and then a bunch of juniors and then two seniors.
Okay.
So it's kind of a mixed bunch.
Your year so far, just looking at the team-wise, record might not be what you want, 3-10. You did get a win at home. Which is nice to do, in front of your home fans. Let's see. And coming off of, for you, you had a first place finish at the QC D3 National Invite.
It was a second place finish.
It's a typo.
It's all right.
Mr. Prang is not perfect. Okay. Not bad.
Yeah, I'll still take it.
I
was surprised to make it to the finals in the first place.
See, it's right on the website. It's not right on my cheat sheet. I should have consulted the website. What are those events like for you? Because in the women's wrestling, I don't know if there are as many dual meets as the men. You know what I mean? Like, you're not in a conference.
There's a decent number, but there's definitely more tournaments than duels.
And then for that, I would assume there's more than a handful of schools, like a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A little different than high school.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I would say, like, the bracket sizes have been bigger than what I'm used to, but, I mean, it doesn't really make much of a difference. You're still in a bracket. You're wrestling one match at a time. I try not to focus on how many people are in my bracket and just going out and leaving it out on the mat.
Coming into college for wrestling, did you have maybe expectations for yourself, or just, I'll work hard and see where it goes?
I definitely have high expectations for myself. I mean, that's always how I've been as a person. But coming in as a freshman, I was trying to think of it more as, like, a learning year, get used to the new wrestling style, get used to the new challenges, because obviously it's tougher competition as it would be in college. But now, as the season has gone on and I'm starting to see some of those successes come out, I'm definitely putting up a little bit more pressure on myself, especially coming up to regionals. I'm hoping to make it to nationals. So
that was kind of my next question. Talk with Mia Gagens with the women's wrestling team and Adrian. That's Saturday, February 22nd. It's going to begin at 10 a.m., the NCWWC Regional Championships. Are we really hosting that?
Yep.
No way. What an opportunity.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to wrestle at home. You don't have to do the traveling portion. A little bit less stressful.
And then to get to ultimately where you want to be, to get over to Iowa, to wrestle for the National Collegiate Women's Wrestling Championships, what do you need to do at the regional?
It's definitely going to be tough because I would say, like, top one through six, we're all, like, really close together, and there's just, like, it could definitely go either way, and I'm just going to have to wrestle my heart out. I have to go in with a good mentality, which I've definitely started noticing as tournaments go on. Sometimes I don't go into tournaments with the best mental state as I could be, and I definitely saw a change with that last tournament where I was in a good mental space. I was excited to wrestle. I was looking forward to my matches, and I wasn't dreading them like I sometimes would. And I think that's going to be very important coming into regionals because I could tell that I was maybe winning those matches that I wouldn't have won if my mentality wasn't there.
Well, what's unique about wrestling, and I think it's kind of cool, is, okay, you could be wrestling a senior, but you're wrestling someone in your weight class.
Yeah.
So they're not, you know, they could overpower you, but you know, it's not like you're going up against someone double your weight.
Exactly.
And you're like, I have no shot here. You kind of get that opportunity. So would you say when do you think it turned for you mentally? Was there a specific match or it just
– honestly, just
clicked?
That last tournament,
okay.
Like, it really clicked for me. I was – I don't know what even happened, but I was really looking forward to that tournament. Maybe it was just because, like, it's the last tournament before regionals. Like, I really had to lay it all out there. But, like, even the nerves weren't, like, bad nerves like they sometimes are, if that makes any sense. But I was excited. I was ready to go. And I think especially, like, my semifinal match, like, I was down by points. And I didn't let that get to me. And I managed to come back for the win. And I think that really makes a big difference.
Well, it's good. It's all a lot of not just sports but life. It's between your ears, right?
Yeah.
It's mental. Wrestling on Saturday, is that like, how do they determine, I assume there's some kind of bracket or what, how did you qualify for that, and
it's
how's that going to play out?
It's top four placers make it to nationals, so you have to take one through four,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then nationals would be March 7th and 8th over in Iowa. I've been talking with Mia Gagens with the women's wrestling team at Adrian College. I'm glad it turned around for you. You got the right mentality. Go into regionals. Go, forget top four. Just go win the whole thing. All right?
That's the spirit.
That's right. And then head over to Iowa next month. So, Mia, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
And thanks for doing the program, and good luck going forward.
Thank you.
And once again, with the women's wrestling team at Adrian College, that was Mia Gagens joining me on the ACL Access Show. Coming up, we're going to go to the ice. The men's ACHA Division I hockey team, Griffin Clark, standing by. We'll talk to one of the assistant captains from nearby Saline, Michigan, after these words. I'm Ian Wentz, Josh Mitchell in our Cave Studios on the AC All Access Show.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Welcome back to the AC All Access Show on a Monday night at Frickers in Adrian. It's the place to be on South Main Street. Get distracted easily. Got a text. I bet people heard that on the air. My phone just going crazy. Anyway, talking with some Bulldog athletes here tonight. We've been talking some men's volleyball, some women's wrestling, and now the ice outside. To the ice indoors, the men's ACHA Division II hockey program. We have number 19 in your program, junior forward and assistant captain from nearby Saline, Michigan, Griffin Clark. Griffin, thanks for getting on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about the regular season, which is now in the books. It's all said and done, and you've earned yourself a postseason berth. Did you kind of talk about, you know, I've said this many times on this show, the ACHA hockey season seems to be the longest one in college. I feel like you start at Halloween and you're done at like late March. So if you could kind of take us through what the season's been like for you, and I'm sure there's been some ups and downs. You got a good record, 18-7-1, with no conference affiliation. So if you could kind of do that for me.
Yeah, it's a pretty long season. You know, we start out beginning October. Once you get to that halfway point at winter break, you know, you kind of find yourself in that middle ground where you're feeling good. And then when you come back, probably late December into March, that's when you're in the real swing of things, which is where we found ourselves at. And it's definitely an adjustment coming back from break. And it's good to finally be back in playoffs. And, you know, it's been a long season, so it's kind of weird that now we're towards the end of it.
Right, yeah, and all of a sudden it's late February, and here you are. Being a junior, I don't want to assume you came to Adrian as a freshman, so I'll just phrase the question this way. What got you to Adrian College? And, you know, you're from nearby Saline, so not too far away.
It was definitely just the tradition Adrian has when it comes to hockey, being a winning school. Just knowing what Adrian really had to bring to the table, I felt like I could bring my skill set and really help bring something to the table, help achieve winning here on the D2 team. Being from nearby town, you know, definitely Adrian was in the ears of every hockey player there, and just knowing, like I said, what we had here, so it was really something I wanted to be a part of.
And your career, got 19 goals, 28 assists, good for 47 points in 63 games played, so just under a point per game. Not too shabby, right? I mean, mm-hmm. that's you'll take that, I'm sure. Your team is looking at a postseason run here. We'll get to that in a second. Being a forward, I'm assuming, and correct me if I'm wrong, you've had kind of the same two line mates most of the season, or has it been kind of a jumbled up process and now you got it figured out?
Yeah, so I've had two separate lines. I started the year with Morris and Baldrica, and then probably around December-ish towards break, I kind of switched it up and with another junior forward, Obricki, and then Vijak, who's a freshman. So usually we try and keep them together as long as we can, but every once in a while we'll kind of change it up to see if we can get some new juice going.
Sure. Sometimes it's an injury. Sometimes it's, you know, if you're not gelling or if someone is, or, you know, coaches, if they're doing their job, they know how to make those switches and push those buttons kind of thing. You are getting ready to play in the Central Regional Tournament this weekend over in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And you have a matchup. You're the seventh seed, and you're going to take on number 10 seed, Minnesota Crookston, on Friday. A morning skate, 11 a.m. Welcome to ACHA, right, where they throw in a bunch of games in one day. But you're kind of used to that, right? I'm sure playing games late at night or early in the day.
Exactly. Yeah, we've had a couple games on the weekends, you know, little Sunday games. We'll have them at 11 a.m. We've had some 1 p.m. games, so we're honestly pretty accustomed to that game time. I guess, you know, you could say the only difference will be the location, but like you said, it's club hockey, and we're used to it at this point, so it'll be nothing new to us.
Little 3 a.m. practice, you know, like whenever the ice is available. Last season, you were competitive in the region, didn't get out of it. You're looking to do that. The team has not made it past the regional since 2018, but looking to do that this season, I don't see why you can't. I mean, that's got to be the attitude, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we have the mindset of why not? You know, we've been the last two seasons since I've been here. We've felt pretty positive going into regionals and playoffs and just couldn't get over the hump. And at this point, it's why not? Why won't we? You know, we're ready to get after it, and we're ready to really push that envelope and continue to bring that Bulldog culture to club hockey, and just ready to get past that first-round exit.
Yeah, people in listener land, maybe they know, maybe they don't, what really started the championship tradition at Adrian College was back in the day the D3 ACHA gold team. Won back-to-back natties. You know, if you look up in the corner of the barn, you kind of see those banners, and then it's kind of obviously exploded from there to kind of, you know, you're trying to get this program into that kind of level. And look, there's hundreds of ACHA teams across the country, so in some ways it's more competitive in that way, right?
Exactly. Yeah, we've got, I want to say, 192 D2 teams. So that's where you really do get that competition, and, you know, regionals and nationals gets pretty hard, but it is a lot different, D2 compared to D3 and D1, just the amount of teams that you really have to compete against.
Looking at, you know, the rest of that region, if you get past Friday, you would play Saturday. And if you win Saturday, you'd play on Sunday. And again, this kind of schedule is nothing you're not used to also. You guys are guys and gals, right? ACHA women too. If you're going to win a tournament, you're going to have to win 3 or 4 games in a row. Could you talk about how maybe your regular season is getting you ready for something like that?
Yeah, definitely. I think that kind of plays into with the early game times. You know, it's something we've dealt with all season, and as the year's gone on, long weekends, we're just accustomed to them. You know, whether it's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday game, whether they're more spread out, it's just something that we're used to. So I feel like we're definitely ready for that. And, you know, it's a long season. Your bodies are dead. Energy's out. But I think just the spirit of playoffs just kind of gets you really back into it. So whether it's a long weekend or not, I think we're just ready for it.
Talking with Griffin Clark with the men's ACHA Division II hockey team at Adrian College. Let's get back to kind of you as a hockey player. Do you kind of fit the mold of I've been skating since I was 3?
It's actually exactly that. I have been skating since I was 3, so definitely a long time.
99% of hockey players I talk to say, since I was 3.
Mm-hmm.
Some, maybe Stacy could remember, a hockey player that didn't start skating when they were three. We've had one.
Have we?
Who said like they were in like a teenager or something.
I don't know.
But most of them, it's three. But anyway, growing up, was there a player or maybe a player right now that you try to model your game after?
Yeah, it definitely could sound a little cliche, but I would say my brother. You know, we were 3 years apart. But, you know, growing up, he always played the right way. You know, we're different positions. He was a center. I was a winger. And I actually got the chance to play on a line with him, which was life-changing for me, just getting to actually see him on the ice and play with him. It really opened my eyes to how you play the game and play the right way. And I would also say, I think for me it was also Patrick Kane, being an American-born player, just someone you always looked up to, and just the way he carried himself and what he really brought to hockey culture, I always kind of wanted to emulate him.
A couple good role models.
Yeah. Exactly.
Showtime and family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good stuff. Did you go does Celine have a high school team?
We did, yes.
Okay, so you played on that, or did you go through juniors?
So I played a year AAA, and then my brother's a senior when I was a freshman, so I went to the high school and okay. played, and then just stuck around until my senior year. But, no, I didn't go play juniors. I kind of just felt like school was just the path I wanted to follow, and I got the opportunity to play D2, so it kind of just fit perfectly for me.
Very cool. Well, again, out there in listener land, the ACHA National Tournament, should the Bulldogs make it, would be in St. Louis, Missouri in March. Adrian needs to win games this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Opponents to be determined except for Friday. We know they're going to play Minnesota Crookston, 11 a.m. Eastern time. Maybe you can watch it. ACHA might have something. I'm not totally sure. So look around. Maybe you'll find it. You can go cheer on Griffin Clark and the rest of the ACHA D2 boys on the ice. Griffin, nice to meet you. Thanks for doing the interview.
Thank you for having me.
Once again, that was Griffin Clark with the men's ACHA Division II hockey team at Adrian College. We're going to switch gears and fresh off a long trip to Virginia. They're back, the women's ACHA Division I hockey team. We're going to talk to one of their senior defensemen. We'll be right back with that as we continue on with the AC All Access Show, live from Frickers in Adrian on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit adrianbulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids tend free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits. Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
Everyday values are at only one place, Frickers. Monday, boneless frickin' chicken wings. Tuesday, traditional frickin' chicken wings. Wednesday is all about that steak. Thursday, frickin' chicken chunks. Frickers, where kids 10 and under eat free every day. Remember, draft beer specials, everyday values, and kids eat free every day. The home for money-saving value is the home for fun, food, sports, and spirits, Frickers.
Adrian College invites you to cheer for the Bulldogs and join in the fun during this week's events.
It's playoff time at Adrian College. From men's and women's hockey playoffs to the wrestling regional championship, cheer for your favorite Bulldog teams this weekend.
For a full list of Adrian College athletic teams and their schedules, rosters, and more, visit AdrianBulldogs.com. When you're looking for enjoyable events for the whole family, make great memories with Adrian College Athletics.
We welcome you back to the AC All-Access Show on the 17th of February at Frickers in Adrian. We have the everyday values. Today it is the boneless chicken. Tomorrow, bone-in chicken. Sirloin steak on Wednesday. Thursday, it's the chicken chunks. Kids eat free every day. Just need an adult entree and your kids can eat for free every day. Nothing crazy about that. Their weekday lunch specials. $6.99 lunch specials.
Yeah,
$6.99. Basically, an entree, side, and a drink. Especially with prices, it's a good one. It's a good one. Frickers in Adrian on South Main Street, with Josh Mitchell back in our Cave Studios downtown. My name is Ian Wendt, and we have been talking with some different sports around campus at Adrian College: men's volleyball, women's wrestling, men's ACHA Division II hockey, and now basically fresh off the bus from down south, the women's ACHA D1 hockey senior defenseman from New Brunswick, Canada, Taylor Gragan.
Hi.
Thanks for doing the show today.
Thank you for having me.
And I have to call out your defense partners here, too.
Of course.
You can never be too far away, right?
Never. We're always together.
Has that kind of been a thing with Ms. Shaw for a while, or?
It's been a thing for about as long as we've been in Adrian since day one. We've been roommates since freshman year, defense partners since freshman year, with very little change in between. So you've got some chemistry built up by now.
Absolutely. And your numbers just fit for a defenseman, right? Four goals, 21 apples, and 122 games played. It's about what you would expect, right?
Sounds good to me.
Sounds right. Just have Shaw score all the goals, right?
Someone's got to help her out.
Yeah. Bulldogs currently ranked number 2 in the country. I don't know when the final rankings are going to come out, but you are coming off a rather impressive regular season, 26-5-3 overall. undefeated in the CCWHA conference. Is that 14-0? Got a typo on my sheet. That sounds right.
I believe so, yes.
So that's kind of like we talk with coaches a lot about different things you want to check off your list for the season. The first one is win the regular season championship, then win the conference postseason, and then get to the national tournament, whatever that may be. And you checked one of those off your list. I know that's not the ultimate, and you've experienced the ultimate checklist, but kind of put that into perspective for me.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously we start the season off with those milestones in mind, and we want those to be our goals, and especially coming off the season we had last year, we know what it takes to achieve them, what we have to kind of put in along the way. And obviously we're just starting to get to the good part now. Obviously we have a big weekend coming up here for our playoff weekend, and I can't wait to get playoff hockey started. It's a different kind of game for sure, and smooth sailing right into nationals after that.
Last week you had a unique experience on Wednesday to play Arizona State. Came to town. What?
It was new. It was good to see them out here in Michigan.
Yeah, but to my point is that they had a number in front of their name. They were a ranked team. And then over the weekend, you go down and play number one, Liberty, and people can look up the scores. Probably wasn't the best weekend for your team. A couple 7-2 and 5-2 losses, but that can kind of wake you up for playoff time.
For sure, yeah. I think Arizona State, starting there with that game on Wednesday, was definitely, I would consider it a good warm-up prior to us heading down to play Liberty. And we know the kind of hockey we're going to get when we go down there. They're the best of the best up there with us. And if you want to be the best, you got to play the best. Though we didn't get the outcome that we kind of were looking for this weekend, it was kind of good to see where they're at. We haven't seen them since the fall. So I think it's good. Gave us some landmarks, kind of what we need to work on in these next 4 weeks before we might see them again at Nationals.
Right, and things to get to before the Nationals. You do have the CCWHA Conference Tournament. You are the number one seed for that. You don't get to play at home. It's a predetermined site, so you're going up to Livonia. That's not a terrible trip, but selfishly, I'd like those games to be at home.
Of course.
You won the league. There has to be some incentive, but I'll make a phone call to the league office for you and see what we can get done. But obviously the expectation there is to go and do what you did in the regular season and be undefeated and add to the hardware in the trophy case.
For sure. I mean, I think we know that's the goal going in, and we kind of can see what the path is going to look like. It's not new for us to play a three-game weekend, so we kind of know what that feels like, and we're not scared of not having home ice advantage. We're still going to come out and play our game, so I'm looking forward to it.
Would you still be considered the home team for those games?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Well, at least that's
something. We get that, at least, yeah.
Yeah, last change.
For sure.
Can help, things like that. So that is this weekend. That's going to be Friday. You're going to play Friday. There is first-round game, you might want to call it, Aquinas in Michigan. So I guess at this point in the season, Taylor, there's not a lot of scouting you need to do. You just play your hockey and make a little bit of changes because you don't have time from game to game to kind of change up what you do.
Exactly, and you don't really know who you're going to play. I mean, it's playoff hockey. Anything can happen. But either way, no matter who we're going to see in any of those games, we're still going to play our style of hockey, and it's at 110%. So hope everyone's ready for that.
And, okay, so Friday, that's a 2 p.m. start. It's not quite as early as your friends with the men's D2 who play at 11 a.m., but you're used to those times, right? You know, the late practice or the early practice or a game at 9 o'clock at night. I'm sure you're used to playing whenever, wherever.
Exactly. So we'll be good. I'm excited.
All right, so I asked Griffin this with the interview prior. I kind of skipped over it. Can I fill in this sentence for you? I have been playing hockey and skating since I was 3.
Sounds about right. I've been on skates since I was about 4.
Okay.
When I first kind of got
started.
A little
late.
A little late. I'm taking a step back, but it's been I guess you can say, my life since then, and it's brought me here to Adrian and given me all my best friends and teammates that I have today, so I'm eternally grateful for it.
Is there, from up where you're from, New Brunswick, Canada, women, or it'd be girls, high school hockey, or is there like a juniors equivalent for the women?
So pretty much where I'm from, we basically only have the high school hockey, and there's a couple teams outside of that that's like a junior circuit kind of travel team, I guess you could say. I didn't start playing with the girls until I got to high school age anyways. I played with boys growing up, so obviously they had a lot more players and a lot more teams to play for, but then I switched over to girls when I got to high school.
And then you found Adrian College through...
The original head coach from my freshman year reached out to me. It wasn't really expected on my part. I wasn't even looking into going to school afterwards, but she introduced me to what ended up being the best choice I ever made, so I thank her for that.
Good stuff, and I would say it's worked out.
I wouldn't change a thing.
Fifth year in store for you, or is four enough?
Four is going to be the end for me, I think, okay. But I wish there could be another year.
Well, and you are the national champs until you lose. And it's going to start this weekend, and you know what it takes. Girls on the ice know what it's going to take. You have, you know, an experienced group, you know, a few seniors, a few juniors, but the younger ones kind of know the standard for this program.
For sure, yeah. We're definitely a older kind of weighted team right now. We only lost two seniors last year, so basically all of us came back. And last year winning the national championship, you know, it's hard to do it once, but it's going to be even harder to do it twice. But I think we're up to the challenge, so I'm not too worried.
All right. Well, Taylor, good to meet you. Nice to talk to you and bring your defense partner along. And I've seen you play quite a bit, calling some games, helping out ACTV and all that. And I certainly appreciate what you and your teammates have done for the program and for the school. So thank you again for talking to me.
Perfect. Thank you so much for having me.
And again, that was Taylor Gregan with the women's ACHA Division I hockey team over at Adrian College. Well, I'd like to thank, speaking of Adrian College, Mike Prang, the sports information director, for getting all these interviews around, getting all these student athletes and coaches ready to talk with me. I'd like to thank Megan Abbey, Lou Bear with ACTV, running the camera here, Stacey Mitchell with the Cave, Tara, our waitress tonight, and everyone here at Frickers, Josh Mitchell back in our Cave studios. My name is Ian Wentz. Programming note, next week, ACL Access Show is moving up to 5 p.m. here at Frickers for a couple weeks because we have high school basketball districts tipping off at 7. So we're going to do the show 5 to 6. And then we'll have high school basketball at 7 o'clock with John Kane and maybe some Jeff Bowman in the mix as well as we move along. So that's kind of the rundown. You've been listening to the AC All Access Show on 96.5 The Cave and 965thecave.com.
That's a wrap for today's episode of AC All Access. We hope you enjoyed this exclusive look behind the scenes of Adrian College Athletics. Join us next Thursday at Frickers and Adrian. Check out upcoming Adrian College events at adrianbulldogs.com.